الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيز أشعار وبعرف بالله هزت أقتت هزت معنى شعكي محمد اخترسات نور الله مرقده The title is تيري در پر تيرا بندا با امید کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا کرم سے رب کا باقی جو آیا رد نہیں ہوتی کرم سے رب کا باقی جو آیا رد نہیں ہوتی نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر
کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے سا میں نے ان کا حرم آیا ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعایا رد نہیں ہوتی نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Azi Billah Rumi Waqtab Rizi Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اکثر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت has presented it in beautiful poetic form and حضرت is showing that Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and this can only be achieved through the special grace and mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and when a person has got an iota of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then he yearns to be in the special court of Allah Ta'ala where Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat is descending every split moment right at Kaaba Sharif. That from far you are focused as we learn here when you come to know and get an idea of the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then a person when he lifts his hands and say Allahu Akbar then he should be focused that I'm facing the Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala where Allah Ta'ala's special mercies and rahmat is descending. And then you are begging in your heart all the time, you're yearning, oh Allah, when that day can come, when I'm right in front of Kaaba Sharif. And then can we imagine how a person will be drowning in the mercy of Allah when this nisbat and this connection is made with Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining that such a person who's spreading this path of the love of Allah, he is begging all the time, oh Allah, grant me that opportunity that I can be right at your doorstep, right at the Kaaba Sharif. And as it says, Tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aya. That now at your threshold, O Allah, your this humble, useless servant of yours have had hope of your mercy. And because of your mercy that I had hope in it, that one day, O Allah, you will accept my dua and you will grant me that opportunity to be at your threshold. I find myself here, that I'm in one poem, Hazrat says, that I am in Kaaba Sharif, am I dreaming or is it a reality? That a person like me, the most useless servant of Allah, and right at the house of Allah Ta'ala, this is only and solely by the mercy and the kindness of Allah. It's no person's money, it's no person's context, nothing. So we have to be begging all the time, that oh Allah Rabbul Izzat, give us that opportunity also out of your kindness and mercy that please let us also be present but with a proper focus and realize where we will be at the very, very close threshold at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explained so beautifully, karam se unke mere samne unka haram aya, hamari zindagi ka waqt waqte mukhtanam aya. That this dua I have been making all the time and this desire, this burning desire that I'm standing facing Kaaba Sharif. When is the time going to come that I'm right at Kaaba Sharif? So Hazrat says it is only and solely by the karam, the special grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I find myself right in front of Haram Sharif. Me and in Haram Sharif, I don't deserve to be present in any masjid, any house of Allah ta'ala. Here Allah has brought me in front of the greatest house. The Haram Sharif Allah Ta'ala has brought me here. It is only Allah's special mercy
And from this we can understand it's no person's ability, it's not anybody's intelligence, it's only and solely by the mercy and kindness of Allah. And we see people that come there, poor, poor people that you can't imagine where can they afford to come to Makkah Sharif. It is only Allah's kindness. Allah Ta'ala takes and Allah accepts whoever He wants. So Hazrat explains, when this occasion comes in your life, and thus we have to build daily, when we come to the house of Allah, then we should be thinking, Allah, You allowed me in Your court, in the house of Allah, in any masjid we go, we should realize, this is a stepping stone towards going towards Kaaba Sharif. Because you're coming to the house of Allah, now focus yourself, that when you're starting your namaz, oh Allah, I'm facing Kaaba Sharif. And as Hazrat explained, the splendid blessings that are descending on Kaaba Sharif. First of all, the blessings of four great Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Adam alayhi salam was the first to build Kaaba Sharif. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, with his son Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took part in the building and put the Hajri Aswad again. So all the special mercies, and then presently and all the time, the Anbiya that made Tawaf and all their special blessings and all their rahmat that is there. If we just focus in namaz, Allah give me tawfiq and all of us. And that is why we have come here to learn how to get focused towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then a person will be now, when you come to Kaaba Sharif, you will appreciate that moment. That Hazrat says, this is the most valuable moment of my life, that I'm right in front of Kaaba Sharif. And this is how this has happened. Karam se Rabbe Kaaba ke duaya raj nahi hoti. Nazar ke samne kismat se meri multazam aya. And a person should realize it is only by the kindness of Allah that Allah, who is the owner of the house, Allahu Akbar. And so beautifully we have learned, Hazrat teaches us, a kafla was going for Hajj and a person was going for Nafal Hajj. So on the way he met one pious person, he met one Alim Rabbani, and this person asked him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Kaaba Sharif. He says, do you know the owner of Kaaba Sharif? Do you know who is Allah Rabbul Izzat? He says, I still don't know. He says, stay by me 1 year and learn who Allah Ta'ala is. Then when you go to Kaaba Sharif, then see the difference. So exactly like this, when we come and learn here, what is the greatness of the house of Allah? Because from Kaaba Sharif, the special mercies are descending. Then to Medina Sharif, then to Baitul Maqdis, and then to all the masajids in the world. So we come here, and that is the du'as we make. Allahumma ftahli abwaaba rahmatik. The special, the doors of rahmat are open. But I come here and I'm not even focused. I don't even know, my mind wasn't even that I'm facing Kaaba Sharif. So Hazrat is explaining that it is only out of the kindness of Allah that the owner of the house, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah doesn't reject the du'as of anybody. And from here also we learn, never ever say, where will my du'as be accepted? Hazrat Anwi Rahmatullah Ali explains, when you say these, then this is a sign of pride. That you trying to say that your gunas are even greater than Allah's mercy. Never ever. So a person should all the time just be begging Allah. And begging, and then make the effort in the right direction. Allah brought us here to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So from here we learn that, oh Allah, beg Allah Ta'ala to give us this connection and this nisbat. Then you will be really desiring and yearning. And even if you're not in front of Kaaba Sharif directly, but your focus in namaz, you will be like you right in front of Kaaba Sharif. And a person who goes to Kaaba Sharif and hasn't got this connection with Allah, he'll be right in front of Kaaba Sharif, but he won't be focused. And he won't even be realizing, I mean, standing in front of Kaaba Sharif. So Hazrat explains that when this Allah Ta'ala accepted my dua, then I just see in front of my sight, it's my special kismah that Allah Ta'ala has opened my special favor upon me, that I find myself known not only in front of Kaaba Sharif, the most valuable place at the Kaaba Sharif, which is called the Multazam. That is between the Hajr al-Aswad and the Kaaba Sharif door, where all the Anbiya al-Mustalatu wassalam, they just surrendered, put their hands up and put their chest on Kaaba Sharif and made du'as there. And what du'a we should be making? Myself, we don't know what dua. We make dua for the trivial things of this world. Hazrat says, there when you get that opportunity, Allah, you brought me here. Now Allah, you make me yours and become mine. So Hazrat is saying, I'm shocked, first of all, to be at Kaaba Sharif. And now right at Multazam. And Allah has given me this opportunity. And now Allah has answered my du'as. And now even more. Then Hazrat explains, now when your eyes of your heart just get little open, just a brief idea of the marifat of Allah, and this is will only get from the Ahlullah, then now you'll see Kaaba Sharif in a different light. You won't see all the glitter and glamour and all the big clocks around, etc. What you will see, yaha ka zarra zarra mazhar-e anwar-e Kaaba hai. Ye malik ka karam hai uspe jo unke haram aaya. That now you see every spectacle around here, it's just the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's iota of the noor that Allah is sending on Kaaba Sharif. Now you'll only see noor in the Haram Sharif. And you won't, you're not looking at light in Kaaba Sharif and you're looking at woman. No, that will be out of the question. And you won't be looking outside at the big, big buildings. There was that time when the Ummah realized the value of the Kaaba Sharif, and no building was allowed to be higher than Kaaba Sharif. Today, unfortunately, we haven't realized the value of Kaaba Sharif. And people go there, we are taking selfies of the clocks, which got no connection with Kaaba Sharif. But when a person has got an iota of the marifat of Allah, now when he comes to Kaaba Sharif, you just feel, when you just come close to the Haram Sharif, forget in the Kaaba Sharif, when you come close to the Haram Sharif and you see the mountains, already you'll feel the noor and already you'll feel the special, the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, the focus of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, it is only the special mercy of my owner, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is my creator, my sustainer, Allah who owns me, that Allah has brought me in front of Haram Sharif. It is not my ability, I'm not worth it in the least, but my souls are so dirty, and great, great personalities walked on that Mubarak land, and oh Allah, you brought me here. It shows Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's mercy. We just have to be begging all the time. And then a person realizes, when this reality comes to a person, then a person won't think, I went for Hajj, I went for Umrah. He realized, agar che pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Oh Allah, although I'm embodiment of fault, I only got dirt in my life. There's no, even my ibadat is not worth being accepted. So Allah, although I am full of faults, I am full of, and you know me in and out. In front of Allah, we just, and there's no way out. Whether we acknowledge it or not, Allah knows our ins and outs. That Allah Ta'ala knows how full of sin I am. But which other door can we go to? There is no door. May yaghfiru zunuba illallah. The famous incident of that buzurg who's making 30 years, going for Hajj. Every year he puts on his ihram and he says labbaik. He hears the sound la labbaik. You're not worth being accepted. The 31st year his khadim, his assistant is with him. And he also hears the voice that la labbaik. And the shaykh is carrying on with his tawaf. So after tawaf he says, Hazrat, didn't you hear? He says, what you heard? He says, my son, what you heard? He says, I heard the voice la labbaik. He says, you heard it? He said, yes. He says, I'm listening to this voice 30 years now. And so he asked Hazrat, then why are you still making tawaf when 30 years you are not being accepted? He says, which other door can I go to? Then the voice comes down, although you are not worth being accepted, now we have accepted you. And this is, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, this is what love is. That a person realizes, I'm not worthy of the mercy of Allah, but I just have to go to the door of Allah. There's no other way for me. Don't go anywhere else. And a person should not become despondent. Have mercy and realize, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Al-imanu bain al-khawfi wa raja. Iman on the one hand, you fear, I'm the most useless servant. On the other hand, Allah's mercy is so kind. Allah forgives blanket amnesty. And Allah will forgive me. So I have come here, O Allah, that although I'm full of faults, I have come here in hope that even this most filthy servant, you will just wash me out. And you will clean me with one drop of your mercy, O Allah. Then Hazrat explains, when a person realizes this, These are the real great ni'mats of Allah, that Allah allows us to come into the masjid. Allah Ta'ala allows us to stand in front of the court of Allah. And then when Allah takes us to Haram Sharif, what can be said? Hazrat says, Zuban-e-shukar kasir hai, lughat mein dam nahi akhtar. A person will realize that, what tongue have I got to make shukar to Allah? I don't even know how to make shukar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And forget that, even the dictionaries don't have enough words to make shukar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just have to realize, oh Allah, I don't even know how to make your shukar. And I'm absolutely worth nothing. And that is when Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah said, oh Dawood, make shukar. He said, oh Allah, how am I going to make shukar? Because if I say shukar, that is tawfiq from you. And after that will be again tawfiq. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was given the reply, when you realize this, that everything is only from Allah, that is the shukar. So, and this is what we learn from our Hazrat. But myself, we see how far am I, that one plate of food we get, we can't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Where are we going to make shukar just to come into the masjid, and then at Haram Sharif? So Hazrat addressing himself, but teaching us that we don't even know how to make shukar. There isn't enough words, but we have to be carrying on making shukar. One is from the heart. Express it with the tongue, and then the real shukar, do what we have to do. Become the true slaves of Allah. Meri ummeed se ziyada nazar unka karam aya. That, oh Allah, I have seen more than my hopes, more than I could even desire. Your mercy is much more than that. And that is what is called kareem. Allah blesses us more than we can imagine. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality and make us His true servants and take us over and over with the proper adab and respect at His Mubarak house.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd. In this chapter of abstaining from sin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the taker and giver of bribery. In another narration by Hazrat Sa'ban radiyallahu anhu, it is said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the agent who arranged the bribe as well. In the case of bribery, two are exceptions. The one is not able to escape the oppression and injustice of an oppressor, but by giving a bribe. It will not be sinful to give a bribe in such circumstances, but it will always be haram for one to accept a bribe. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited liquor and gambling. Note, all forms of intoxicants are covered by this hadith. Insurance, lotteries, etc. are all forms of gambling which are prohibited. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Rabb has commanded me to destroy all musical instruments. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fornication of the eyes is to look with lust. The fornication of the tongue is to speak lustful things. The fornication of the hands is to touch with lust. The fornication of the feet is to walk towards lust. And the fornication of the heart is to desire evil. Note, these forms of fornication are stepping stones to the final act of zina, fornication. Intermingling with the opposite sex gives rise to such acts which eventually leads to fornication. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the major sins are to commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala, disobedience to parents, killing an innocent person, and to take a false oath. Shirk means to associate any created being or object in the worship or in the specific attributes of Allah Ta'ala, such attributes which belong to Him exclusively. Amongst the practices of shirk prevailing in our times are, number one, worshipping of graves of the awliya of Allah Ta'ala. The awliya are the creative beings and servants of Allah Ta'ala. Worshipping their graves by means of sajda, ruku, tawaf of the graves is among the worst acts of shirk. Kissing the graves of the awliya and adorning the graves with bed sheets are also linked to the practice of shirk. Number two, taking a vow in the name of some wali of Allah Ta'ala. Vows, mannat, can only be taken in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Number three, believing that Allah Ta'ala has assigned the affairs of the universe to created beings in such a way that the created beings act independently of the will of Allah Ta'ala. Number four, the belief that the awliya are able to grant children wishes and prayers, dua. In consequence of this belief of shirk, people direct their dua directly to the awliya instead of directly to Allah Ta'ala. disobedience of two parents applies to all such things which are not in contradiction to the law of Allah Ta'ala. Obedience to parents is of paramount importance, but obedience to parents is not permissible in such things which are haram. It is not permissible to obey parents if their wishes conflict with the wishes of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, among the major sins are to devour the wealth of orphans, to flee from the battlefield of jihad, and to slander innocent and chaste women, that is to accuse them of fornication and immorality. Another hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions, among the greatest sins